You're listening to SBS News.
Afghanistan is in turmoil, with security rapidly deteriorating the country. Taliban insurgents have made rapid advances across the country in recent months as the US and other foreign forces withdraw. In April, US President Joe Biden announced that he would fully remove military forces by the end of the month, honouring a February 2020 deal the Trump administration made. But this week, the United Kingdom and United States have declared that they will deploy hundreds of troops to help evacuate Afghan embassy staff from Kabul. This comes as Taliban militants have taken control of 12 provincial capitals out of 34 within just 1 week, with Kandahar the latest to fall. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby says a temporary deployment is not a sudden move.
There wasn't one precipitating event in the last couple of days that led the president and the secretary to make this decision. It's a confluence of events. And as I've been saying for several weeks, we have been watching very closely with concern.
British Defence Secretary Ben Wallace says hundreds of military personnel will also help British citizens and local translators leave. Their embassy in Kabul will be moved to a more secure location. Mr. Kirby from the Pentagon emphasized the need to keep personnel safe during the operation.
Now, I want to stress that these forces are being deployed to support the orderly and safe reduction of civilian personnel at the request of the State Department and to help facilitate an accelerated process of working through SIV applicants. This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus. As with all deployments of our troops into harm's way, our commanders have the inherent right of self-defense, and any attack on them can and will be met with a forceful and an appropriate response.
But the speed of the violence of the Taliban's takeover is sparking criticism of Mr. Biden's decision to withdraw troops and leave the Afghan government to fight militants alone. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
This is not abandonment. This is not an evacuation. This is not the wholesale withdrawal. What this is a reduction in the size of our civilian footprint. This is a drawdown of civilian Americans who will, in many cases, be able to perform their important functions elsewhere.
Bill Roggio, senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, says U.S. military commanders and NATO commanders dismiss the Taliban's power when taking over rural areas.
The Taliban organized this offensive over the course of a decade. It pre-positioned forces in these rural areas. It expanded its control. And then once President Biden announced the withdrawal from Afghanistan on April 14th, the Taliban sprung this offensive and made rapid gains while U.S. commanders, including the chairman and Joint Chiefs of Staff, were denying what was happening. This is an intelligence failure on a massive scale.
More than 1,000 civilians have been killed amid fierce fighting between the Taliban and government forces in the past month. This week, at least 27 children are among the dead, according to the UN. Zar Begum is internally displaced with nowhere to go, afraid and losing hope.
Taliban militants forcibly evicted me at gunpoint, killed my sons, and forcibly married my daughters-in-law. They forcibly took 3 or 4 girls from each house and married them. We had to leave.
Thousands of civilians have been displaced, and many have fled Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, to try and escape the fighting. Though there is some hope, as Germany, the Netherlands, and Switzerland have said they would not deport Afghans seeking asylum at this time. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.